Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Hope you're doing the same.
The Eurozone is bailing out Spain, and our Dow was down over 100 around an hour ago. Is the powers that be, it seems like they're waiting for everybody, all currencies to fail. Do you think the powers that be are holding this back until everybody's in dire straits?
You know, we were told that maybe it's just not bad enough. The people that are holding this up are waiting for something to happen. Maybe it doesn't look bad enough for them. And I don't know that that's true, but you just hit something on the head there that we've talked about before. If they're holding it up and it was good, then it must be ready. If they're holding it up and it keeps getting worse the longer they wait, then maybe this isn't bad enough for them to let go of whatever they're trying to do. I don't know. It's again, back to that quandary where we all sit, you know?
Right. Yeah, it just seems to me that every country is starting to fail now. I mean, everywhere you look, the country's going down.
So if they didn't want that to happen, let me ask you this. If they didn't want that to happen, wouldn't they want to hurry up and get it over with? But if they did want it to happen and it keeps getting worse, isn't that maybe what their target is?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I would think that, especially if it's going to be a whole world reset, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Maybe everybody has to go down for everybody to be even.
Well, they're absolutely making money while they're waiting, or they wouldn't be waiting.
Yeah, that makes good sense too, huh?
Well, and anyway, the only reason I'm saying it is because it makes sense to me. I don't know if it's true, but, you know, we are being told that, you know, there's no way they're losing while we're waiting, or they'd do it. And they being whoever you want to call them. I don't like tagging names to them like
the Dirty Little Secret
or any of these other things, because I don't know who they really are. I think they even fake out who they are. So my point is, the person that's controlling this right now, persons, entities, trusts, companies, whatever you want to call them, whoever they are, if they were losing, they'd hurry up and get it done. So they must be making while we're waiting, or they wouldn't be waiting. Even if they're just making in some power structure and not financially. But there's some benefit to them, or they would not be waiting. And that's why I have to go back to that point of no. In my opinion, absolutely, positively not, because the people we're talking about don't even give them the respect to look at them. They're nothing to these people we're talking about. We're talking about the
secret
ultimate powers that be right now that are actually holding all this up, whatever that is. And so there's no way some nobody, like some of the people I just said, or some of the people I'm not going to say, have anything to do with this when the powers are too much stronger, in my opinion. And you just hit it on the head when you said, what are we waiting for? It's getting so bad. Well, maybe they want it worse. Otherwise, they'd have it done by now. So, just something to think about. Again, I could be wrong.
Well, I just, after that caller, she just kind of hit on what I was asking. You know, there's some people out there, I believe, that want to not only wait till the economy falls apart, but I mean, what about all that, you know, the elephants in the room with the war over there and trying to build up what's going on? You know, the sanctions they're putting on Iran and all that is affecting this currency revaluation, I would think. And then maybe some of the other things, like they're voting the United States to go on a UN treaty to take away the guns. And it's just a lot of things that I feel like that we're not getting a clear picture on what it's really going to be like. Regardless of everything, you can have money, but if you don't have any security, it doesn't matter. It's already difficult enough to have a precarious security situation just having money. And but I just knowing the MO of these people, I just don't agree that they're that this is going to come at a time until after you know all hell breaks loose before you see anything. There's nothing you can really put your finger on, other than if you really understand, if you try to dig deep and try to figure out how this power structure is put together. You know, you would think they're autonomous, and they're really not. You know, I've seen them, from what I understand, they have some control, and then there's all kind of ways they manipulate things to make it look like everybody's operating on a different page, but they're really following the same tune behind the scenes, you know. I don't know. I just wanted to make a comment on that. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't have any secret stuff.
It's just, you know, a lot of things have been going on, and I think there's things that people, you know, look at, and it's, you know, there is a lot of things, you know. Some people were referring to this thing with the UN, and I'll refer to it that way. But the bottom line is those things that are being signed go back a number of offices. And in other words, were started and renewed under two other presidents, and they're just being renewed. And, you know, and they tried to stop them in the past, and they weren't, and I apologize. The reason why I'm not talking a lot, you can hear the noise in the back, and they're building an addition, so all I can hear is the saws back there, so I hope they're not coming across the microphone. But the bottom line is everything else is real. It's going to be continuing. It's going to continue to move forward at its pace. I don't believe it's something that's going to, you know, disappear on us. And, you know, and, hey, you know, we can only keep dealing with it with trying to get that back to reality. It's interesting, and I'm kind of stumbling around here because I'm trying to avoid certain things. But as we sit and look at a lot of things that we're hearing, and it's, and all we're doing is kind of like, and you've heard me use the illustration of the four blind men who walked into an elephant. Each of them gave a totally different story, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to ascertain what's real and what's not, and we do know that what we're looking at is real. Do we have all the pieces as to the timing? No, you know, we don't. So we're just going to have to wait and watch, but when it does, we'll all be glad that we've been sitting here waiting.
Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
The main thing I was wanting to say was is that I just feel like the conclusion of it, that what the powers of be are all about and everything, when you study them long enough, it just seems that with all the things, the dirty things they have done, you know, they basically, you know, I just feel like there's something sinister that's coming before you know, it hits, or and it won't really matter, and but maybe they're waiting on that too, and. All I'm saying is that, you know, I think you can wipe out the rest of July and rest of August, at least. And what I mean is that these people just aren't Santa Claus. They're not the Tooth Fairy. They're not ready to, you know, everything has a sinister purpose after a while. Even, you know, what I mean is that it's just. We can't count on trying to predict that particular thing when there's so many other things that can affect it. What I mean is that you're a chess player, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You got to look at the whole board. I'm a chess fanatic, you know, and I'm just saying that when you see the whole picture is not always, well, we're waiting on this, we're waiting on this. We're also looking at what the enemy is about to do in order to, you know, pull that football out from front of you before, you know, like Linus and Lucy. But anyway, I just wanted to make that point because I just don't feel like that's being emphasized enough. We're trying to sugarcoat too much. We need to be real about, you know, the threats that are out there, especially within its own borders of our own country.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's all I have.
It's a good test.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm just going to give one more bit of information. I know some people sent some information to me and said, hey, we've got another issue here where there's an executive order giving, you know, the president control over, you know, or the federal government control over all forms of communication under any circumstance. And a lot of people say, hey, we got to go in there. We got to try to block this. You know, the vote was coming down Friday, July 6th, you know, of this month. And it's interesting because if you really understand the history, that executive order was put in place by LBJ. And again, it was renewed under Carter. It was renewed under Clinton. So the point is, a lot of times, because of our paradigm, our perspective, or what our expectations are, we see something and we look at it and we say, oh, this is just being done right now because of this event, or an event that we have expectations for. And I'm saying not everything is you know, is so sinister, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And there are things going on. There are negative things. And I think we have to be aware and really study things and understand, you know, where they're coming from, why they're being put in place, and also make sure that we have checks and balances. That's what our government's always been about.